Good morning. Thank you for joining us at this year's Sunday School Christmas program.
Please bow your heads as we pray. Dear Lord, we are so thankful for the birth of our Jesus and for the opportunity to celebrate his birth in worship. Please open the hearts of all those who are here today. We pray that you will use your words and our voices for your glory. Please bless today's service and fill our hearts with your love as we celebrate Christmas this week. Amen.
We'll begin today's service with the primary department, followed by the lighting of the Advent candle.
If she gets special gift of grace, give a dog beneath a tree near the owl.
The greatest Christmas gift was given to us all, the Christ child in a manger in a lowly cattle stall.
Beneath the veil of winter's night, a radiant star broke through with light. In shadows deep, a hope was hurled, for Christ had come, the light of the world.
No darkness stood, no night could stay, when heaven's glory lit the way. The Savior shone where hearts were cold, and warmed the weary, tired, and old.
The shepherds saw, the angels sang, through Bethlehem the heavens sang. The light has come to every land, to guide us gently by his hand.
So let his brightness lead you near without the weight of doubt and fear. For in his light we all can see clear. Rejoice, the light of the Lord is here.
On the first week, we lit the hope candle, also known as the prophecy candle. It reminds us of the prophecies that foretold Jesus' birth and all of the faithful waiting for God's people.
We lit the peace candle, also known as the Bethlehem candle, on the second week. It reminds us of the preparations made in Bethlehem for the arrival of the Savior, as well as the humble and quiet circumstances of his birth.
On this fourth week of Advent, we light the love candle, also known as the angel's candle. This candle represents the love God demonstrated in sending his son to the world and reminds us of the angelic message proclaiming Christ's birth to the shepherds. The angel announced that Jesus came out of God's great love for humanity, fulfilling his promise to redeem us.
First John 4:9-13. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us.
Lighting the love candle invites us to reflect on the unconditional and sacrificial love of God, who sent his only Son so that we might be saved. During this fourth week, we prepare our hearts to receive the love more fully, remembering that Christmas is ultimately a celebration of God's immense love for each of us.
Let's pray. Jesus, it's so easy to forget the true meaning of Christmas that you gave. You gave your life so that we could have life abundant. May we not get lost in the consumerism and greed that often accompanies this season. Give us the spirit of compassion and charity so that we may bless others in this time of year and throughout the year, not just around the holidays. Amen.
I think we can all agree that getting gifts is one of the most fun parts of Christmas. But Acts 20, verse 35 says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." This year, let's focus on the real gifts of Christmas.
Christmas is the time of year when there is a huge focus on gifts. We get flyers and catalogs at home. The TV commercials and ads on YouTube show us the latest and greatest computers, gadgets, and toys. We spend hours trying to think of the perfect gift for everyone in our lives, from grandma and grandpa to the newborn baby. The elf on the shelf follows our every move at home as we try to behave and hope that one great toy will be under the tree Christmas morning. We spend hours making cookies or other food to eat. We shop for new outfits, learn new recipes, and eat until we get sick. We rush from place to place to get everything done.
But in all of this excitement, something is missing. As we rush around trying to find the perfect gifts, outfits, and meals, as we try to behave so well so that Santa will leave us exactly what we want, all too often we forget that his gifts are most important. The things you can't wrap and put under the tree or bake and buy. The things we can't find in the store or from Santa's workshop. The things we can't craft and share photos of on Facebook. Hidden by all the packages surrounding us are the gifts from God. In other words, the real gifts of Christmas. Please stand and join us in singing Angels from the Realms of Glory and O Come All Ye Faithful.
O Come All Ye Faithful. The words are familiar. We sing them every year at this time. Did you ever really think about what they mean? It's a call. Come here. A call for everyone who has faith, for everyone who believes, to come and celebrate. Faith is one of the real gifts at Christmas. It's something we can't buy or bake or make with a kit. Faith is our journey of belief that the child born on Christmas will grow to be our Savior. It's trust that God knows what he's doing, even when we don't.
All it takes is the tiniest belief, just like a mustard seed. Just as the seed grows into a tree, so too does our faith grow. In the words of Matthew chapter 13, verse 32, though it is the smallest of seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree. God planted the seed of faith in our hearts when his son was born. It was a gift to us. Today we plant our mustard seed of faith anew, in the hopes that it will grow in our hearts from the smallest seed to the largest tree as we celebrate the birth of a special child.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know?
A child, shivers in the cold, let us bring him silver.
Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say.
In today's busy, crazy world, it can be hard to find peace. But in the midst of World War I on Christmas Eve, soldiers living and fighting in trenches laid down their weapons. They got up, walked toward each other, and gathered in peace. They played soccer, exchanged food and souvenirs, and sang songs of Christmas. It was only for a short time, just a day, but they proved that even on the battlefield, there can be peace. Peace can be found anywhere at any time. It is found in the quiet sounds of the forest, the swish of waves on a beach, and the eerie sound of falling snow. Peace is the quiet of night while everyone else sleeps, and the feeling of safety and security we feel when we are surrounded by family and friends.
But one night, ages ago, the quiet was pierced by the cry of a newborn child, and while the night itself was no longer peaceful, there was still a feeling of peace for everyone who saw this little one. It was a feeling of calm, that things would be okay, that the world had suddenly changed with that newborn's tears. Although crying loudly, that baby brought peace. Later that child would say in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." This Advent season, let us welcome the peace of Christ into our midst and celebrate what a wonderful child he is.
Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever. Children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
Hope. It's a feeling of expectation and desire for something to happen. We see it on the faces of children as they peek out to see the Christmas tree on Christmas morning. We see it on the faces of parents-to-be and in the eyes of teachers and grandparents. The glow, the smiles, the bright eyes, the genuine excitement. We can't wrap those. We can't place them under the tree. And even with the video and cameras, we can't really capture those moments. All we can do is take an image, but the feeling of hope is lost and flat. Blotches of color.
That night, so long ago, the world was gifted again with hope, the desire that this little baby would one day grow up and change the world, that those changes would be for the better. It's a feeling all new parents have, and Mary and Joseph were no different. They were blessed with hope in the form of a tiny baby, and we are too. Hope is a gift given by God to all of us through his son. Even though we can't wrap up hope, that doesn't mean we can't share it with others. In the book of Job, chapter 11, verses 17 and 18, we hear, "Life will be brighter than noonday, and darkness will become like morning. You will be secure because there is hope."
God's love for us bought the gift of Jesus. At that time, he was only a baby, small and helpless. But his earthly parents, Mary and Joseph, taught him, held him when he cried, kissed his scraped knees, and showered him with love. As he grew, Jesus taught us that love means more than simply caring for those in our family. Love is showing kindness to everyone we see. Paul says in his first letter to the Corinthians, and these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
God is love, and on a peaceful night so long ago, he gave us something special. It's not something we can buy in a store. It's not something we can find under a tree in a few weeks' time. It's not the best toy ever, or the most delicious cookie ever, or the most fashionable outfit. It's even more than a little baby. It's what the baby means. It's faith, hope, peace, and love. If we can't buy these gifts in a store, where can we find them? We can find them here when we gather in faith to praise God, when we strive for a better world by giving hope to the lost, when we spread the calm and peace of our hearts to others, and where God's loving arms wrap tightly around us.
A book was written long ago about a man that we all know. The prophets claimed he would save the world, born unto a virgin girl in a dirty barn in the promised land. Was the Son of God and the Son of Man. She looked at him and called him Jesus. There in the hills of Bethlehem, no one had any room for them. They knew that child was a real life changer, lying there in a king-size manger. Shepherds watch their flocks nearby. When an angel appeared in the sky and told them not to be afraid, the Messiah was born today. He ain't in a palace lined with gold. You'll find him in a stable wrapped in swaddling clothes. And when they did, they bowed before him. There in the hills of Bethlehem, no one had any room for them. They knew that trial was a real life changer. Lying there in a king-size manger, there may not have been a crown on his head, but he fulfilled every word the prophet said. There in the hills of Bethlehem, no one had any room for them. They knew that child was a real life changer. Lying there in a king-size manger. Lying there in a king-size manger.
Please listen as we read the story of the birth of Jesus as told in Luke 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth. Peace to those on whom his favor rests."
When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph
and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about the child. And all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they heard and seen, which were just as they have been told.
The real gift of Christmas are faith, hope, peace, and love. There isn't a big enough box to hold them or enough wrapping paper in the world to seal them up because these gifts are enough, just as they were in the baby Jesus. Jesus was God's gift to us many years ago and today. We are gifts to each other.
Now it is up to us to bring these gifts from inside our hearts out into the world. This Christmas, celebrate with your family, friends, enjoy the presents and cookies and the outfits. The bow you were given is a reminder that just because the real gifts of this season can't be placed under the tree, doesn't mean we can't give them. So give freely this holiday season by spreading faith, hope, peace, and love. Please stand and join us in singing our closing songs.
Thank you.
I leave you today with the words of Howard Thurman. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings of the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins, to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, to make music in the heart. Go now in faith, in hope, in love, and in peace.